Jewish audio on Chabad.org.
With the help of Hashem, we are learning the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, Chelek HaRachayim. We are up to Siman Reish Beis, Dinei Peiroi So'ilan, the laws governing the blessings for fruit that grows on trees, and we are in the middle of Se'if Yud, continues the Alter Rebbe. We're speaking here about now vinegar that was mixed with vegetable broth. Words when you cook for a long time vegetables and water, or the vegetables themselves have so much water, that broth, that mei shalakos, is something for which you make a ho'adama. Vinegar is something for which you make a shahako. And here we're speaking about a mixture together. So again, we differentiated as to your intent. Why are you drinking it? If you are drinking it for medicinal purposes, which comes from the vinegar, even if the vinegar is in the minority, then you make the bracha for the vinegar shahakol. If you're not drinking it for medicinal purposes, then what makes something primary? The quantity. Whichever one has more quantity, the roiv will dominate. Quantity mei shalaka yisru adama. That's where we left off. Continues the Rebbe, abol im ha'chayim etzu ha'roiv. But when the vinegar is the majority, even according to the first opinion, we're going to say that since you are not drinking it for medicinal purposes, no matter the amount, as we learned by the oil, what will be considered the primary, the meishalakos, oil, and because vinegar, mamish like oil, cannot be consumed raw, pure, oil v'hachoymetz eino royal lishasi alavadi b'loy tarayvas. All right, and based on that logic, what would you make? A boy de priyo adamo. But that's really subject to the machlokes we had before. According to the other opinion, you would make the bracha. Amikal makim yesh lachush l'sfaro harishayna. And still to make the bracha on the vinegar. Still to make the bracha on the vinegar. Why? Because it's the majority. Oh. So what should you do now that you have a doubt? And according to that, bracha for the vinegar would be a shahako. Shuvah lifted a mea shalakos. So that's exactly what we should do. Sha'al kulam im amar shahakal liyavadvara yatsa. In other words, when you have a doubt whether to make a bracha or not, safik brachas lahakal, don't make a bracha. When you have a doubt what bracha to make, shahakal or another bracha, in our case, shahakal or adama, you have to make a shahakal. Because if a person made a shahakal for adama pure, after the fact, the shahakal covers everything, that everything is from God's word. Eloma, we would prefer to specify, this is Boyer Priya Adama, that's Boyer Priya Eitz. But now that you have a suffix, the halacha will be, you make a shahakal. Now, another din, let's go back now to the oil. V'afilu im oichel shemen im apas. If a person is, again, eating oil, you're doing it because you want to soothe your throat. But instead of mixing the oil in a liquid, you're eating it with bread. The purpose of the bread is to make the oil palpable. So the din is, the ikir, as we learned, the primary is the oil. Even when it comes to bread, the bread is bottled to the oil. Which means you don't wash, you don't make a hamaitzi. As we learned, you only make a bite of priyaitz. Ein tzarech litl yadav, you don't have to wash your hands, you don't have to make a bracha hamaitzi. Again, when you are eating the oil for its medicinal benefit. Sha'af ha'pas, even bread, not only liquids, even bread, nasa tefela, becomes, so to say, secondary. If the only reason why you're eating, you only want to have oil, but you can't have oil by itself, so mainly you add the bread. No, the bread is only here to make the oil palpable. Ela b'shvil ha'shemen, she'yuchal lo'ochle ima v'lo yazikli. Which is why even bread is bottled to the oil. Now, in the next segment, which will be the final segment in Se'if Yud, what will be the case? The Alter Rebbe is going to discuss when you want to have, you're having oil, you need to soothe your throat. You're doing it for the medicinal koyach of the oil, but you are also hungry. And therefore, you also want to eat the bread to be continued.